40 years. It took me 40 years to get to this place to where I'm understanding religion and I'm understanding myself a whole lot better. It took me 40 years to get to this place. Hello, listener. Inconsistently Consistent Podcast. I'm Eric, better known as Everything Real Is Known. Welcome back. Listen, I took a little break. I took a little time away from podcasting just because everybody and their mama was doing it. And I was like, man, I needed to take some time away. Plus, I didn't really have shit to talk about. I had a lot of shit to talk about before I made my depart. But I was going through so much stuff personally that I was just like, you know what? I need to take a step away and keep some of this shit for myself. I needed to keep some of this shit for myself. I couldn't just give it all to y'all, listener. I couldn't just be like, you know what? Here, you can still have all the shit that I'm going through right now, because it would have been a shit show and I would have probably been fucking crying on the microphone like every single episode until we got done. So I took a little hiatus from, you know, doing podcasting. And in that time, I have been through so much bullshit and so much shit. But let me say this. A lot of the shit that I was going through is shit that I brought on myself. I brought it on myself. It wasn't anything that anybody did to me. I brought a lot of this bullshit on myself. And I have to hold myself accountable for, when I say it took me 40 years. It took me 40 years to get to this place to where I'm understanding religion and I'm understanding myself a whole lot better. It took me 40 years to get to this place where I'm at right now, because I want to say like it happened overnight, but it really didn't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes people a lifetime to really understand where it is that they're going in life. And it took me 40 years to see all of my past fuck ups, all of my past trauma, all of my past things that I've been going through. It took me all of this time to get to this point with the help of some people. With the help of some people. I'm not going to say I did it all by myself, because I didn't do it all by myself. I had people's help. I had people helping me along the way. But I finally got to a spot of peace and tranquility and serenity. I'm doing a lot of big words that I don't usually use. But it's where I'm at. It's where I've got to. I have a clear head and a clear peace of mind, and I know exactly where I'm going. And so let me start the episode like this. There is a whole lot that I want out of life, right? There's a whole lot of things that I want to fix, and there's a whole lot of things that I want out of life. And I told myself, which is crazy because I kind of predicted this shit, but I told myself that the year 2023 is almost over. 2024 is getting ready to start up. 2023, I was going to take the rest of this year to clean my shit up. I was going to take the rest of this year to get myself together. Remember when I started this season, I said that I was in a spot where I was trying to get away from life happening to me, and it seemed like life was happening to me. Life wasn't happening for me. I wasn't waking up to life. Well, something just recently happened, and I have to talk about it. It's very near and dear to me. And usually I don't talk about shit like this, right? But I am going to talk about this today on this episode. So I had a recent acquaintance of mine. I won't even call her a friend. I'll call her an acquaintance of mine's pass away. And I'm not sure what she passed away from. She died. But it hit me like a ton of bricks that I wasn't necessarily living life. I was living through life, but I wasn't living life. And so things were steadily, constantly happening to me, and I wasn't able to see the things clearly. You ever sit back and look at someone else's social media feed, or you sit back? I am guilty of it too, and I've been doing it ever since social media was a thing in our life. I've been sitting back watching other people's lives, wondering why my life wasn't like their lives. Or I was sitting back watching other people scam people and, you know, live this lavish lifestyle and, you know, hoping. Let me tell you how crazy this shit, let me tell you how crazy my mind was. I was literally sitting there hoping for something to happen in my lifestyle to where I could start being, you know, scamming or living this type of lifestyle that I see on the internet and see on social media. Not going by my own fucking rules and saying, hey, like, this is not real. You know, people don't really live like this. But, you know, for whatever reason, I got sucked in, you know, and I wanted this life of, you know, riches and not having to worry about shit and not having to worry about the day to day, fuck a job, all of this shit, right? You know, I was on this path where I was thinking that, you know, the perfect relationship, the perfect kids, the perfect husband, the perfect dad, you know, social media, I'm going on trips, I'm in Bali. Yeah. I don't know why I said Bali, but I'm in this spot, I'm in this place, you know, it's made up place. I'm driving a Ferrari or fucking Corvette or whatever, you know. And I recently took a trip to Atlanta. And none of this stuff is reality. You know what I mean? Like, you see things and you think things are one way. But when you really dive inside of the picture, when you dive inside of the video, and I'm talking to you, listener, when you dive inside of these things, right? It's not, you're not looking at the picture on a surface level and saying, hey, I wish my life was like that. You're actually dissecting the picture or the video that you're looking at, and you're diving inside of it, and you're trying to live inside of that moment, and you're trying to look around, and you're trying to witness the reality inside of everything. And I think that's where I got lost. Because I was trying to be this thing. I was trying to be this guy, this major person that people looked up to. And I want to be, you know, the people that look up to me. And I got all these things. And what I realized, you know, over these last couple of days before I got to this point, right? And I'm still growing. I'm still doing a lot of growing. What I realized is that that's not reality, right? Because reality is, I could tell you that I've got a slew of bills. I'm trying to fix my credit. You know, I'm on my last leg. I'm constantly having to call creditors and stuff like that. Like, that's the reality. But if you look at these pictures, and if you look at my lifestyle, and if you look at the accomplishments that I have, you would think that it was fucking off the chain. But also, what I've come to the realization. Is that I was given like half of me to that shit, like half of me, right? Because it and if you followed me down, listener, then you know. At some point, I was doing multiple things, and I talked about doing these multiple things, trying to juggle all of these things with the clothing line, with the podcast, with, you know, me doing the back end work, with me doing the sales. I was trying to juggle so much, and also trying to be a family man, a dad. And at that point, I was just losing everything because I wasn't giving my full self to it. Even with being a dad and even with being a husband, I was never giving my full self to that. I was only giving, you know, maybe about 25% of me to that, to that one thing. And as a result, it's where I met with my kids right now, you know, full transparency. They don't talk to me. You know, I have to reach out to them and hope that they will talk back to me. You know what I mean? But that's just where I'm at right now. And it's sad as shit. But But I don't want anybody to feel bad for me or anything like that. These are my own doings. Like I said in the beginning, at the top of the episode, these are my own doings. I did this. I created this shit. You know what I mean? And it took me listening to a few albums throughout today, of me really understanding my life. And not only that, just hearing these albums again, but like listening for the first times. Like, I don't know if that makes any sense. Like I was hearing what they were saying for the first time, and it really resonated in my life for the first fucking time. And before I talk about these albums, I want to say something too. Before I was getting on the mic and stuff, like I was bullshitting and like, I have tons of shit like going on in my life or whatever the case would be, and being like, you know, I need to do this, I need to do that, you know, before I got back to doing this. But always in every situation, I needed to be inspired. I needed something to happen to where I got inspired. And let's be clear. I have a beautiful someone, a girlfriend, that told me, what if I was the one who inspired somebody else to keep going? And I couldn't wrap my head around that. I was like, I'm not the inspiration. I got to go seek the inspiration, and then I could do it. I never looked at myself as the inspiration. You know what I mean? I always thought that I would find it always happened like that too. I would always find the inspiration somewhere else, and then I would get inspired, and then I would, you know, create the show or create whatever it is that I was creating. But now I feel like since I'm, you know, rewoken, I feel like I'm can create multiple things. You know what I'm saying? Multiple things. I feel like I'm in a very creative spot at this point in time. But let's talk about these albums. So the first album that I want to talk about or touch on that really got me going today is, I was on my way to work. It was Outkast, and let me see if I got the correct. It was Outkast, and it was the Idlewild soundtrack. And in particularly, it was Into You and Chronometrophobia. And the biggest song that stuck out from this album, the biggest song that really started making me horn in to where I was like kind of like picking up on shit on my life was The Train. This song just resonated with me today. It really touched me. So that was the first one. And it was really just Andre 3000, to be honest with you. I was like really just vibing on his fucking words. And I was like, wow, like this dude really is really touching me today. And I know a lot of people are like, well, shit, he does that. Like, that's Andre 3000. Like, I know. The next one that got me was Tyler, the Creator, Igor. And the one thing that stuck out to me from this album is a song called Puppet and Igor's theme. And Gone Gone Thank You and I Don't Love You Anymore. These are some of my top songs that I listened to from this album. And it's just it resonated. It touched me today. Like, it hit me. And I heard these albums so many times over because I got them in my rotation. So I've heard them so many times over. So I was like, shit, like, I've heard these albums, you know what I mean? But never like I heard them today. I think they just resonated and they touched a piece of my soul today. It made me change my whole thought and the whole way that I've been moving through life. Another album that I listened to today was Kanye West's Donda album. And a lot of his albums nowadays are touched with religion and God and people talking about God and stuff like that. And yeah, the one song that made me even, and this made me post. This made me post what I posted via Facebook. Because I don't, if you know me, I don't even fuck with social media like that. I try to stay off of it. I did a whole detox. That was one thing that I did. That was a good thing that I did. I did a whole detox from social media. I didn't even want to touch it. I didn't even want to fuck with it. I did a whole detox. But the one song that resonated and touched me today was Come to Life by Kanye West. And I don't know what it is. These songs, I've heard them so many times over, but I don't know. They just touched me a little more today and hit home for me today. So the song and album that really touched me today, and I wanted so badly when this album was touching me today, I wanted so badly to call my nephew and be like, hey, like, I'm listening to Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers again, Kendrick Lamar. And man, I hear what he's saying now. Like, everything is resonating to me. Like, I hear what he's saying, and I got to go back and make amends, and I got to go back and fix shit because I've been running wild for 40 years, and I just, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing these things for all these many years, and I didn't, like, pray, and I didn't repent, and I didn't, like, bow down, and I didn't, you know what I'm saying, like, say I'm sorry. You know what I mean? It made me rethink religion, right? Because me personally, with religion, I always tell you I have a personal relationship with God, and that's how I roll. But that was a lie. I don't have a personal relationship with God. I would call on God when I needed him, instead of just having God be in my life, you know what I'm saying? And me having a real relationship with him, you know what I'm saying? It was me just saying that I had a personal relationship with God, and he's there when I need him, like fucking insurance. And Baby Keem says this shit on Dondum. Y'all treat y'all religion like rental insurance. You know what I mean? Bada da bada da boom, da bada da bing. I had a new girl. The old one was mean. Like, the shit like resonated with me today. Y'all treat y'all Lord and Savior like rentals insurance. You know what I mean? And I literally was doing that shit. Like, I literally was treating my God like rentals insurance. Like, oh, I need it. Like, if I need it, then I can, you know what I'm saying? I'll get it when I need it. And today just made me look at that shit in a totally different way. You know what I'm saying? To start praying, to start having that relationship and building that bond with God, not only for that, but for whatever that I've been going through for 40 years, for 40 years since I've been on this earth. And I say 40 years and not 41 years, but I say 40 years just because, like, ever since I came out the womb, I'm a black man, and my life was already in turmoil and was already ready for shit. But I was born in a great year. Okay. I was born in a great year. So a lot of shit happened in the year I was born, which makes me think that I'm, you know, inside of some type of matrix or something like that. But that's a whole that's a whole nother episode. But yeah, so Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers really resonated with me today. I really fully understood, or I think I really fully understood, where Kendrick is at in his life, and also the tie-in to Kodak Black, because I know that was a big thing where people was like, what's the tie-in with Kodak Black? He's not even on Kendrick's level. Like, why do you have him there? I understood the tap dancing. I understood it all. Instead of Kendrick Lamar talking about he went to religion for his help, he went to a therapist. That's the only difference from me to him. I literally told myself I'm going to lay my baggage and my pain and everything that I'm going through at the Lord's feet. And I am going to walk away and I'm going to do the work on myself, but also let him carry the load while he's next to me. I think that was the most important part, was me letting him carry the load while he's next to me. The load is still there. The shit's still going on. It's not anything that's gone away. It's still there, but it's not on my shoulders. One of the biggest things that I have a problem with, and I've talked to you, listener, about this before, but it's me wanting to save the world. I want to jump out and I want to save the world. I want to save everybody from their pain. But I never looked at my own pain as needing saving. I never looked at myself as needing save or to be someone to be saved. You know what I mean? I never looked at myself like that. I just always said, you know, I'll deal with the shit on my own. There again, I was trying to carry the load and not letting God carry the load and kind of get me further and get me to where I needed to be. I was the one who wanted to carry the load, but I wanted to save everyone else. You know what I mean? And it took so much shit happening this week alone for me to be like, you cannot carry all of this on your own. You cannot carry all of the pain and the burden and the failures and everything that I've gone through, you know, the being into your podcast halfway, to being into Weird halfway. You know, when people would bring up Weird or bring up my music, I would be like cringeworthy, like, ugh, like, I can't believe I did that. Like, what? Why did I put that shit out? Instead of being proud of it, like I was embarrassed of it in some kind of a way. You know what I mean? And I'm just being honest with you. Even with my podcast, like, people will be like, what's your podcast and what is it about? And I'd be like, it's about me. You know what I'm saying? Self-discovery and stuff like that. And I truly, truly, truly been on this self-discovery. You know, it just led up to like this last week of self-discovery. I wasn't doing the self-discovery before. It just led up to this week to me doing my self-discovery and stuff like that. But yeah, it really is about self-discovery, and it really is about not trying to save the world until you're saved. It's okay not to be okay. And I told somebody that today via Facebook. I told a good friend of mine's, well, and let me stop lying. He's not a good friend. He's an acquaintance too, but I do know of him. You know what I'm saying? I told him today that it's okay not to be okay because his friend, which was the person that I was talking about who died, like she died, and then we both were affected by it. So I told him it's okay not to be okay. As he's doing a live video and saying like how he's okay and he's fine and he's all right, like, it's okay not to be okay. You know what I mean? And I'm understanding that even more with the heartache and the pain and everything that's going on. Cause I could have easily flipped that and went deeper into my rabbit hole and deeper into my shit and just said, fuck life, fuck this shit. Like, you know, because I have an infatuation with death. One of the questions, or one of my biggest questions, is what happens after heaven? What happens after hell? That was one of my bigger questions. Like, what happens after that? It can't just be a stop right there. Now, I know that there's going to be people that challenge me on that, and they're going to say, well, it is just heaven and, you know, hell. But there's nobody else to come back and tell us that there's something that's beyond that. But that was one of my biggest questions. Like, you know, what happens after that? Like, yes, hell and heaven is a destination. And yes, we do go there after we leave our body, you know, but what happens after that? You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of eye opening shit happening this week alone. And even with the questions that I had swirling around in my head, I have put all of that stuff with God and with the Lord and with Jesus. And I have, you know, I'm sure that they will bring those answers to me when they're ready. God and Jesus and religion, it's never been out of my life. It's never went away. It's always, he's always shown me that he's always been there. It's just, I was just too damn bullheaded to take it on and be like, you know, this stuff is for real. I always played it like, oh, like, yeah, it's okay. Like, you know, stuff's, you know, whatever. I never really played it like it was real. And I guess I should have played it like it was real, you know, and a lot of things would have happened for me quicker. You know what I mean? And I guess that's where I get hung up too with religion, is like, you're doing something to get something out of it. And I don't want it to be like that. And I'm not going to make it like that. I'm going to, it's a relationship. It's a give and take. And not everything is going to happen when I need it to happen, because that's not how this works. You don't put into religion just for you to get something out of it. I don't think that's how it works. And I'm understanding that, you know what I'm saying, at 41 years old. So, and sometimes it just takes me a little while to get to places and get to understanding. But I hope, I really, really hope, you know, I didn't want to make this a long episode or anything like that. I'm back to my verbal journals and telling you guys what's going on with me and stuff like that. And I might even have a guest with me. I might even have a co-guest with me pretty soon. But again, that's, time will tell. You know, there's a whole lot of time in between there, and I don't want to just jump and say that this is what it's going to be or whatever. But I just wanted to quickly get on here and just kind of rant. And let you guys know the state of mind that I'm in right now. And hopefully that I can continue to keep this state of mind where I'm at, and not revert back to, you know, my previous feelings and stuff like that. And even if I do, I got God to help me out with that. You know what I mean? It's late. I'm going to go ahead and cut the recording here. I'm going to, you know, pray. I'm going to pop me a movie on, and I'm going to go to sleep and then wake up the next day and, you know, carry out my day. But hopefully this can inspire somebody. Hopefully somebody can take something away from this and say, hey, damn, like, I have some of the same questions that you proposed in your podcast. So, you know, thank you for exercising those questions out for me and helping me. You know, that's all I'm here for. I'm just a vessel. That's all I'm here for. I'm not here for anything else. You know, my wants, my dreams are one thing, but I'm just a vessel at this point in time, just to try to help whoever I can help at this point. So again, listener, we're still in the middle of season six. We're still in season six. I don't want to jump and say we're in season seven, because we're not in season seven. Not yet. We're in season six still. And yeah, so this is me reawakening and giving 110% into my craft and what it is that I'm doing. From before, I was only giving like half myself, because I was so worried about, you know, how the music was going to sound, and how the beat was going to sound, how my flow was going to sound. Did this go right? Did the artwork look good? Like, I was so focused on all this other shit, instead of just focusing on the craft that I do and just focusing on what it is that I do. I probably would be 10 times further along if I didn't put so much worry into everything that I'm doing. But here it is. This is where I'm at. You know what I mean? And, you know, it took me a while to get here. It took me a little bit for me to understand that as a person. But I think, you know, going through this and going through this transformation is something that I needed to do. Something that I needed to see. So, once again, rest in peace to Shannon. She recently passed away. Again, I'm not sure exactly why she passed away, listener. So if you're listening to this and like, why did she pass away? I don't know. I've asked some of her friends and they haven't told me why she passed away or what happened to her. But I know she's in a better place now. You know what I mean? And it's not up to me to question or badger anybody about what happened to her. You know what I'm saying? It's not up to me for me to do that. So once again, rest in peace to Shannon. And sometimes, like I was told, don't wait for the inspiration to hit you. Be the inspiration. And then let it hit somebody else. Thanks for listening.